Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week we finished our study of 1 Thessalonians. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we just finished our book of the Bible, 1 Thessalonians, and now we're going to go into a short series between the books. And I like to teach either a doctrine or a short series on a particular subject between each book of the Bible. And this time, we are looking at the promises of God to Israel. Some people today believe that Israel has lost its blessing of God, and that the church has replaced Israel, and that we should no longer view Israel as blessed of God. Well, my friend, we're going to have to see what the Bible says about that, because many Christians today have looked at the church as replacing Israel. And so the purpose of this short series is to see exactly what God has to say about Israel, and then also to see their coming war with Russia. So we hope that you'll follow along in this short series over the next few weeks before we start our next book of the Bible. And I trust that you'll tell your friends about this series. I believe that it would be good for you to have pencil and paper and take notes and to even take down our web address and then our physical address when this broadcast is over, so that you might write us and let us know you're listening and let us know if this instruction has been a help to you. We need you to listen, and we need you to write, and we need you to ask others. We do not pay for advertising with Lamp and Light broadcasts, and so we need you, the listener, to tell others about us. Some of you listen by way of internet. Email your friends and ask them to listen in to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Some of you listen by way of radio. Call your friends and ask them to listen in. Ask your pastor to listen in to the broadcast. We want this broadcast to be a help to Christians all around the world. And we believe that since it's a study of the Word of God, it can be a help. And I trust that you will allow it to be a help to you. Now, I hope you have a good King James Bible ready, along with pencil and paper. And you'll be ready to follow along as we look at this subject of Israel in the past as well as in the future and the present, and we see the promises of God. Our text will be Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Again, that text is Genesis chapter 12 and verses 1 through 3. Now there we read, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Perhaps the question that is asked most by people about the goings-on in Israel and with terrorism is the question, is this heading toward Armageddon? Is this a sign of the rapture is another question. What are we to deduce from what is happening in the world today? Well, my friend, the Bible always, always, always has the answer. Now, too often we simply do not see the answer. So be sure to follow along with the scriptures I give you. And again, let me encourage you to write down these scriptures and check them out for yourself. Recently, Newt Gingrich, politician and statesman and basically a newsman in America, said in an interview that he believed the world is now in World War III. And most Americans are simply unaware of it. This war is said to have started on September 11th, 2001. Now, whether it is Iraq, Iran, Korea, Afghanistan, or any part of the Middle East, it's not about the weapons of mass destruction. It is rather about a war with terrorism. And that's the way that many are seeing it today. So that calls us to direct our attention back to our text. Now let's look at the history that leads to this day. We see, first of all, God's call to Abraham. You'll notice there in Genesis 12:1, he is called out by the Lord. It says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram." This is actually a picture of salvation and the Christian life. We are called to repentance and faith. Therefore, we are called out of the world. You make the choice. God makes the call. Families will not save you. Each person must be born again. Each person is called into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit of God. Your mother, your father, your mate, your doctor, even Mary, nor anyone else can be saved for you. And none of them can save you. Only Jesus, for there is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 tells us. In John 6:37, we do learn this, however, that Jesus says, "Him that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. However, you must come to him." You see, Hebrews 11 and verse 6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please him. And that we must come to him. If we believe him, we come to him believing that he is a rewarder of those that trust him. But you must come. You must come. Now, I can remember some time ago preaching in the chapel of our high school. We have here in our church a Christian high school. Our Christian school has about 400 students in it. And in our Christian high school, I'm able to preach from time to time to our high school students. I can remember in one chapel, I was illustrating this idea of salvation, of receiving it. And I took out a $1 bill out of my billfold, and I walked over to some guys during the course of the sermon, and I said, "Do you want this? It's yours if you want it." I walked by two guys before the third guy reached his hand up there and took it. And I said, "It's yours." Now, I was telling those kids, "Hey, I'll give you a dollar if you want it, take it." And one took it. I walked away. The other two now were ready to receive the dollar, but it was too late. Well, we look at salvation, and God calls it a gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's not something that you earn. You don't work for it. You don't get good enough for it. It is the gift of God. Jesus Christ, our Lord, did all the work that was necessary for salvation on the cross and through his resurrection. Now, one day, just like those two that did not take the dollar, it's going to be too late. Jesus offers salvation freely at this point, but the day is coming. It'll be too late, and you will not be able to be saved. Now, with those boys, I just told them it was theirs. One believed the fact, and he received it, and he kept it. But when did it become his? Was it his when I held it out? No, because I held it out to two other guys as well. It wasn't his until he received it. And it's the same way salvation. Jesus paid the penalty. Jesus did all the work. But it's not yours until you receive it through repentance and faith. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You see, my friend, you believe with the heart. You're trusting God with your life. You're trusting Him to take away your sin. You're trusting Him to allow His righteousness to be added to your account. And you give Him your life. And it's through your mouth you receive it. In Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, "For by grace," whose grace? Well, God's grace. "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So God had a call to Abram, and God calls you today, because He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now we'll go to verse 2 here of Genesis chapter 12, and it says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Now we see the promise, just like salvation in John 3:16, when God said, "For whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And those words of Jesus still ring true today. But notice the promises here in verse 2 of our text in Genesis 12. He says that He's going to make of thee, well, the word "thee" is singular, and "a great nation" is singular. "I'm going to make a great nation from you, Abraham." Now, we know by this, there'll be a specific nation that is linked to the name of Abraham. God will bless him. That is, He will see to it that Abraham receives present and eternal blessings. Now, my friend, God does that for us today. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, He says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." What a great promise that is to everyone who has received Christ as their Savior. Now, God goes on to make the promise that He'll make His name great. Well, Muslims, Jews, and Christians all know the name of Abraham, and we hold it in high esteem. But specifically, his name is associated with one individual nation. And the final promise is, "Thou shalt be a blessing." Now, the idea is not only to your family and nation, but to many others. So here is a promise that he'll be held in high esteem. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5. 2, Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.